Now, since I am a prepper by nature, I went to Etsy and I found a couple of those. I found a couple masks that have the little filter pocket in it or whatever it is, and I bought one. I don't think that mask is going to work, Brian. I mean, you could try it. It'll definitely help with social distancing, but outside of that, I don't think it would really help. Now, there is data actually to correlate with this. Now, as Mike Church of the Mike Church Show said, data can be manipulated in any way. But if you were to look at the curve lines or the curves in most places, what countries have we talked about that have gone back to relative normalcy? South Korea, Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan. What do you notice? Those people wear masks. And you know what another thing is? None of them had to shut down. So this is my question. It's on Twitter, Barrett Brief. Would you consider following the CDC guideline of wearing a mask if, oh, that one's perfect. If the stay-at-home and shelter-in-place orders would be lifted, right? You got to wear this stupid mask for about 2 or 3 months because isn't this what we talked about at the beginning of this whole crisis here on the Crusade Channel? We can protect those most vulnerable but still live our day-to-day lives. Wouldn't that be a compromise? Hey, we got to wear this mask. You can wear a mask from home. It doesn't have to be one of the medical ones, but you have to wear something in public. Honestly, I wouldn't mind. Some of you may call me a sheep, that's fine, but I ordered these masks anyway because I'm a prepper and my preps are severely out of date, and this whole thing showed me that I need them. So, yeah, that's true. But then again, to the person in the chat room with the mask police, you already have the crowd police. You already have people snitching on each other to begin with. Now, people are saying I'd rather not do anything. That's obvious. I agree with you to those people in the chat room. I'm absolutely 100% in agreement. I would not like to wear a mask either. But if wearing a mask can get we can we get businesses going? Can we get movie theaters opened? Can we get restaurants and bars, which is stupid. I know you'd be like, "How are you gonna eat with a mask on?" Yeah. Let's not even say that. But let's just say barbershops and other things. If we can get this stuff going, would that not be a compromise? It's a very it's a question here of what are you willing to do to get to get back to normal, right? So that's just a question. There is no right answer. I agree with you people in the fact, and I did say you people. I agree with the crowd that says I don't want to do anything. I shouldn't have to wear a mask. I get it, but I also get the idea of, listen, if this assists us in getting stuff back to work, then why wouldn't you? Besides, wouldn't you want to run around and say, "Nobody cared who I was before I put on the mask"? You could all do Bane impressions all day, right? Be fantastic. And by the way, if you don't think there is the assumption that we're gonna go back to some sense of normalcy, right? We're all gonna go back to normalcy. I can do a good Bane. You give me a if you give me an empty coffee cup, that was one of the few I could do when I was teaching in class. My kids would get out of line, be like, "Do you feel like you're in charge? Does this give you power over me?" You just do a bad Sean Connery into a cup, and there you go. You have your Bane impression. But there's the idea here, folks, where you're like, I don't want to do that. Folks, you've already lost. I mean, most of you in the chat room already understand this. You've already lost all these freedoms. Whatever little freedoms you had left, They're gone. Just depends on which state will not enforce them. If you live in a Democratic and a blue state and an anti-freedom state, then these things are not coming back. So, I get it. But that's my question of the day. Would you wear one? If, on the flip side, let's say here in Texas, this actually sped up the process and movie theaters got back open and barbershops, hairdressers. If we could get some things back up and running so everybody didn't have to stay at home, would that not be a bad idea? Some of you may agree, some of you don't. And that's a fantastic point about this question. There's no wrong answer. But for those freedom lovers who I am in solidarity with, yeah, I realize the speed at which freedoms were dissolved and businesses were destroyed. Precedents have been set here. we could all turn into the Masked Singer, right? Yeah, if we could get the Winter Soldier outfit, I think I would totally be on board with that, right, Mike K? That would be fantastic. That would be awesome. 844-527-8723. But we are in an age right now where governors are racing to see who can oppress their citizens more. And of course, Governor Blackface has to lead the way. We have his announcement yesterday, which I was driving when I got this alert, and I didn't almost crash into anything. I didn't. But I was severely shocked when I saw this announcement. So let's listen here to Governor Blackface telling his citizens to shut up and sit down. So what he was saying is that he is issuing a stay-at-home order until June 10th. That's right, not April 10th. Not April 20th, not April 25th, not May 10th, May 20th, June. June 10th. This man is out of his bleeping mind. There is no way. There is no way that this would happen. That people are going to try and stay inside. Scott from Tennessee passed along the information that he would not wear the mask. Would you? Hold on a second. I don't have the special effects that Mike has because Mike's board is amazing and I'm broadcasting from my secret studio. But hold on. I got my special effect here. Would you, citizen, wear the mask? Or would you fight? Fight for freedom. Take it. It's yours. Which one are you for? I got no dog in the fight. You want to wear the mask? That's fine. Wear the mask. If you don't want to wear the mask, I get it. Right? Why should I have to change anything when, as Mike has talked about, and we have covered in other places, that this thing is not the reason why people are acting as if this is the most deadly virus ever is because it's more contagious, right? It's more contagious compared to like Ebola or swine flu or whatever. So the reason why you have a higher death count is because more people get it. Not because it's the happening where the wind blows over you and you suddenly run off a building. It's completely different.